This goes to Dr. Melissa Weckesser. It's W-E-C-K-E-S-S-E-R. Fax 989-246-6495. Regarding Sherman, middle initial E like Echo, Farmer, F-A-R-M-E-R. Date of birth, December 27th of 1943. Dear Dr. Weckesser, this is a consultation for Mr. Farmer with elevated creatinine levels starting in 2022. And actually late 2021, there was also an elevated creatinine level. He is a 79-year-old male patient with multiple medical problems, including prostate carcinoma, and he is a smoker, a half to one pack of cigarettes per day for many years. He's got a remote history of kidney stones also, and prostate cancer, for which he received multiple doses of implanted radiation therapy in Midland. In 2020 or 2021, he wasn't sure of the exact year. Currently, he has dizziness episodes, and he saw Dr. Doghmi, D-O-G-H-M-I, on January 20th of this year for the dizziness. He had an EKG and an echocardiogram done. And the EKG showed bigeminy with multiple PVCs and a first-degree AV block. His most recent echocardiogram was done 11/17 of 2022. His injection fraction was 51%. He had mildly dilated atria. He had mild aortic stenosis with some regurgitation and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, also multiple PVCs. The patient also had a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound 10/28 of 2021. And that revealed a right kidney size of 9 centimeters without cysts or calculi or hydronephrosis. His left kidney was 9.6 centimeters with a simple cyst and a 4 millimeter calculi. He had a CAT scan of abdomen and pelvis with and without contrast February 16th of 2022, and that showed an absent left adrenal gland, which was surgically removed for a benign mass, otherwise unremarkable findings. He currently denies chest pain or palpitations. The dizziness occurs when he bends over to put his shoes on or put his stockings on. And it does resolve when he sits back up. He's not had any recent falls with the dizziness. He states that blood sugars are up and down. He does have type 2 diabetes, and they fluctuate quite a bit. He's not had any recent weight loss or gain. He does have severe chronic pain in his back, shoulders, hips, and knees. We did advise him to try to stop his daily use of Celebrex, 200 milligram daily. He stopped using it for 1 week, and the pain was so severe he was unable to get out of bed, so he resumed the Celebrex again. And now the pain's under control once again. He denies sputum production or wheezing. He does have shortness of breath with exertion, occasionally some at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have reflux esophagitis history. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has nocturia 3 to 4 times per night without incontinence. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history, he's got type 2 diabetes, for many years, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, severe arthritis, including back and neck pain, benign prostatic hypertrophy, prostate carcinoma, depression, coronary artery disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, the history of kidney stones, long-term non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. He's got known obstructive sleep apnea, but he's unable to tolerate the CPAP device. Bradycardia currently with known bigeminy per recent EKG. Past surgical history, he had a left adrenalectomy and the mass was benign. He's had two back surgeries and a cervical fusion with hardware placement. He has a remote history of cardiac catheterization. They found 20 to 30% blockages only, and he's been treated medically ever since. Cholecystectomy, colonoscopy. He's had bilateral inguinal hernia repairs and umbilical hernia repair, rotator cuff repair, transurethral resection of prostate. He's had a vasectomy, and the radiation treatments were used for his prostate carcinoma. Also a basket kidney stone retrieval history. Social history, the patient smokes 1/2 to 1 pack of cigarettes per day for greater than 65 years. He denies the use of alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and retired. His wife does suffer from severe dementia, and she lives in a memory care facility. So not with him currently. And family history is significant for cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to tramadol, hydrocodone, doxycycline, penicillin, Cipro, and C-E-F like Frank, U-R-O-X-I. M like Mary E. Medications, he's on extra strength Tylenol, 500 milligrams every 8 hours as needed. Albuterol inhaler, every 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Buspar, 5 milligram 3 times a day. Celebrex, 200 milligram daily. Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays to each nostril daily. Glucovance, 500, 1 tablet twice a day. Lantus insulin, 18 units daily. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Multivitamin daily. Nexium, 40 milligram daily. Ditropan extended release, 5 milligram daily. And Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. Physical examination. Height, 68 inches. Weight is 150 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting. Large adult cuff, 140 over 60. And pulse, both auscultated and palpated, is 40. Oxygen saturation is 99% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear and erythematous. Neck is supple. There's no carotid bruise. No jugular venous distension. Lungs are diminished with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with a grade 3 over 6 diastolic murmur that does not radiate. Rate is regular, but it is slow, 40 when auscultated. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses. No bruise, no tenderness. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, decreased sensation in both feet and toes. Capillary refill is 3 seconds. No ulcerations or lesions. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 24th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.5, estimated GFR is 45. calcium 9.4, sodium 140, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 20, albumin is 4.0, liver enzymes are normal, his hemoglobin is low at 10.1, normal white count, normal platelets, normal MCB and MCHC. He did have anemia labs on 11/11/2022. Iron is low at 25. Iron saturation is 6. Ferritin is 10. Folate is greater than 20. And vitamin B12 was 628. And 4/12/2022, creatinine 1.5, estimated GFR 45. 11/9/21, creatinine 1.1, GFR greater than 60. 10/28/21, creatinine 1.2, GFR 59. And then before that, creatinine 1.1 for the previous year with GFR greater than 60. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. Possibly secondary to bilaterally small kidneys. The chronic long-standing oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. Also atherosclerosis noted in his CT scans. 2 is iron deficiency anemia of unknown etiology. 3, hypertension. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and we've asked him to get them done again this month. If his creatinine level is worse, we're going to repeat a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan. We've asked him to minimize the oral Celebrex use as much as possible, even if he can take a day off now and then, like 1 or 2 days a week where he doesn't use it, that would help. And he should follow a low-salt diabetic diet. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.